Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and thank you for connecting with this global empowerment worship community. And we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. We believe in the words of Jesus the Christ as recorded in John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Welcome to another powerful and insightful prophetic gathering this morning. We are so grateful to be here. Hey, I want to give a shout out to all of my supporters, Mr. Anthony Bolton, Ms. Debbie Hughley. I just thank you guys for sowing seed on this week. We are sowing seed for the new year. And I encourage you to go to IlonaSanders.com, hit the donate button, and sow your seed. Thank you. I cannot do this without you. Listen, I want to hear from you this week. Send me your prayer request, your testimony to es@IlonaSanders.com. Email me at es@IlonaSanders.com. We're continuing with our special early morning empowerment prophetic gathering this week at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. We have so much to release for where we are going this year. And send me again your prayer request at es@IlonaSanders.com. We want to pray for you. I want you to get ready to join me in an all-new four-part workshop this month of January in our virtual community. We have been working on this for quite some time, but we want to get our mindset right. We want to get ourselves set up with the proper foundation so that we can thrive this year. And go to IlonaSanders.com/RW for Reset Workshop. You'll get all the information there and you can enroll. And you need to do it early while we have a special early bird enrollment savings for you. All right, with that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind present to this sacred space. And let's take a healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify your name. There is no God like you nowhere. We thank you from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name alone is worthy of praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to be in this worship community together with like-minded people of like precious faith. We thank you that you get the glory and the honor. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and be in the midst of us. We thank you that you lead us and guide us into all the truth. And we thank you that we obey truth today. And it is so. Oh, beloved, I am so grateful and so thankful to be here today. And I am going to flow prophetically this morning because there is so much that I know needs to be released to God's people. I sent in our blog posting this week that 2017 is a special year. And every time we come into a new year, it is a good time, a great time. But 2017 is a very special year. And I'm going to be releasing some things as we go on to lay the foundation properly. As I stated, there's so much happening right now that I didn't just come up with one cute little thing for the year, although we all just need something to focus on. And if we do, I just want you to know that this is your year to embrace your brilliance, because you are brilliant. There is something that God created in you that he didn't create in anyone else. And it's your year to really embrace that in a new way and in a full way. We're still looking at the scripture. Let me just lay the scripture down for foundation, and we're going to flow out of Psalm 65:11, and this is the New Living Translation that says, "You crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance." Now, if you've been following me this week in Early Morning Empowerment, this is one of our foundational scriptures for this year. So somebody may be saying, you know, okay, when are we going to move from that scripture? We're not. This is one of our foundational scriptures for the year. Last year, it was all about learning how to enter into that rest, enter into the rest of God, enter into that pace of peace, where you're creating space for the Holy Spirit to begin to move. Now, this year is all about growth, increase, and expansion. It's all about now allowing your best self to emerge. This is a year for you to embrace your brilliance. If you were with me this week, you know that I've started the process of laying this strong foundation for you to be able to build on this year. And I am so happy, I'm so excited, because I know each and every one of us is favored by God. You need to just write that down big and bold. I am favored by God. I am favored. You're going to see in this year that you are now in a position to leave struggle behind. Yes, we're going to leave struggle behind. This is going to be a year of clarity, and you're not going to struggle in confusion or mental torment. This is the year I believe that you have been longing for, you have been waiting for, you have been working for, laying a foundation, learning, training for. I believe that this is the year that you're going to see many things happening. So I'm going to flow out of my spirit today, along with other things that we have pulled together from collaboration, from other prophetic and intuitive people that have a sense of what's happening this year. Remember, I always say this, there's only one voice in the spirit, and if you're tapped in, you're going to hear it. So I'm not the only one hearing. There are many prophets, many intuitive people all over the planet that have a keen sense of what's happening right now, what's happening for us, what's happening on this entire planet, and I'm excited about it. Listen, you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly who God says that you are. We started on this Early Morning Empowerment journey a few days ago. It started here in the global community, and I pray that you will continue on with us this week so that you will take the necessary steps to continue to invest in your destiny. Beloved, no one can do this for you. No one can do this for you. You must do this for yourself. So my assignment this season, and I'm getting clearer and clearer on my assignment, is to take all those that are assigned to me, because everyone's not assigned to me, but everybody that's assigned to me, they will be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and something will resonate with them. My assignment is to pour into you what has been downloaded to me in a fresh way. I said to you last week, there is new air to breathe. There is a new sound to hear. This is your season and this is your turn to be successful. I posted something on my Facebook page last week, and it was a video clip of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about purpose and he was talking about success. And I posted that because I love that he said this. Listen, success is not about money. It's not about who you're doing better than. It's not about how much material possessions that you have accumulated. But true success can only be measured by you, number one, knowing your purpose. Write that down. This is how you're going to measure success. Number one, you have to know your purpose. Number two, you have to activate that purpose. And number three, you have to move in that purpose on purpose, right? You have to move in that purpose on purpose. And when you are doing that, that is how you gauge how successful you are. So if you're still in a place where you're not clear about your purpose and you've not yet activated your purpose and moving in that purpose on purpose, then you're still walking towards success. But we don't want to compare ourselves with anyone to measure success. So I previously released this in your hearing. I don't know if you can feel it, but I believe that you can. But we're in a phenomenal season. That is the truth. And I want to encourage you to continue to let your spiritual evolution happen. Because if you're trying to hold on to old dead things, you're going to sabotage yourself. You're going to stagnate yourself and you're going to be disappointed. The entire planet is in an awesome shift. The level of spiritual awakening is happening at record speed, and it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do, quote unquote, even with the church you attend. This is something that is happening all over the world because God is moving by his divine power. This is our time. Our awesome God is in control. And I want you to lift up your mind to that realm of consciousness that our awesome God is in control. So this is a set time, beloved. It's an appointed time for your relationship with God to evolve to its highest potential. I'm excited about this. I can get up right now and just run around and jump up and down because your relationship with God is getting ready to come to its highest potential. You're getting ready to go somewhere in your spiritual awakening that you've never been before. And all you have to do now is to be open to accept the changes that you're experiencing. And I wanted to talk to you this morning about embracing change. And the first thing that you have to do in order to embrace change is you have to make peace with where you are. Write that down, please. In order to begin the process of change, the first thing that you need to do is make peace with where you are, make peace with who you are, make peace with what you've manifested so far. You have to make peace with that. Because we want to take you out of a realm of struggle and fight and warfare every day. Are there some things that you're going to have to be conscious of? Are there some things that you're going to have to be intentional about? Of course. But we want to come out of this whole mindset of warfare and struggle and fighting and wrestling with devils and demons every day. No, we're just going to settle some things, right? So in order to begin this process of change, you have to accept where you are. You have to accept. When I say accept it, that means stop fighting with it. Stop agonizing and wishing it was something different today. That is where stress and depression comes from. That is where anxiety comes in, sadness, all of that creeps in. When you want today to be something different other than it is. Now I'm getting ready to say some powerful things to you. I want you to put your good listening ears on right now. Listen, what you are experiencing today is what you created yesterday. You're already here, you're already in it. So it's futile to look at your circumstance and your environment and become frustrated and aggravated and depressed and want it to be something different other than it is today. But this is the powerful thing I want to share with you. The moment you look at that and you just rest and say, okay, it is what it is. It is what it is. All right. Now, if I want this to change, I'm going to have to shift from what I'm looking at and go into my rich inner life and tap into my divine imagination and my divine ability to see vision and see something different to create. That's really good right there. I just told you something that's worth gold. You don't fight and wrestle with what you've already created. You don't fight and wrestle with that. You simply say, it is what it is. You embrace it and you rest. When I say embrace it, you have to say, okay, this is what it is. All right. To change that, you have to shift now from looking at that into going into your divine imagination. So this is a set and appointed time for your relationship to evolve. And when you're open to accepting change, you're going to begin to hear on a different level. You're going to be able to hear that new sound. So in order to brace this change that is right at your doorstep, number one, you have to accept where you are. You're not going to fight against that. Number two, you're going to have to shift your level of consciousness and what you're looking at from what's in your natural realm of appearance to what you see with divine vision. So this is truly a season of out with the old, in with the new. And we're going to get ready to embrace everything that is wanting to emerge new for us. New experiences, new careers, new levels of wealth manifestation, new levels of health and fitness realities, new relationships, new challenges to stretch you into new dimension, new circles of influence. One thing I am finding out and embracing more is that your next level of manifestation is going to be connected to the people that you're connected to. It's going to be connected to the relationships that you are building and establishing. So that's very important for you to know that relationships are very important. And you've heard me say this many times because it is a true saying that you are an extension of the five people that are most influential in your life. The five people that you spend the most time with, whatever is operating in their life is going to operate in your life. So when it's time to embrace change, you're going to find yourself being with new people, establishing new relationships, and new influences will come into your life. So listen, the next version of you wants to spring forth and bless the world. Just say yes to the forward movement, because remember now, this is a year of forward movement and forward focus. We've got to forget about what we've left behind, and we've got to go into forward movement. So you're experiencing mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You're experiencing transition. You're experiencing change, and this transition is very timely. This change is very timely. So let me tell you some of the things that you're going to begin to experience and what's happening to you so that you can embrace the change, because this change is here to help you to embrace your bliss, embrace your brilliance, and this change is here to help you emerge or evolve into the best version of yourself, right? So several things are going to be happening this year. Now, 2017 is an awesome and phenomenal year because it starts a new 10-year cycle, right? The 2017 comes out to be the number 10. You know, God is God of numbers. Everything he does, numbers are attached to it. And that number 10 brings us to the number one. That is why we told you that this is the first year of you creating the next 9-year cycle for your life. So many of you are here and you can understand and you can attest to this. You can feel and sense that something's happening within you. And if you be honest about it, something is pulling you out of an old mindset, out of old realities, old modalities. Something is pulling you to question things that you never questioned before. There are some things that you used to believe that you no longer believe. And that's all in keeping with evolution, beloved. That's all in keeping with a great transition for your life, because you're not meant to stay the same all the time. If you're here in this earth realm, you should be growing, you should be moving, you should be changing, you should be evolving. And I want to encourage you not to be afraid of this change, although I know change could be a scary thing because you're being asked to step into the unknown. You're being challenged to do things differently. You're being sent in arenas and environments that you've never been in before. It could even be arenas and environments that you don't particularly care for. But you find yourself placed there. Why? Because remember this, when I say the universe, you know what I mean. Everything in God's system His blessing system, His miracle working system, it's going to bless you and allow blessings to come to you in the easiest, quickest, most non-resistant fashion that is available. You need to write that down. So you may not be in your ideal environment right now, but trust me, if the environment that you're in is there to do something for you, or else you would not be there. You would not be there. So I want to repeat this because this bears repeating, that you feel this. You can sense this. You're tired of things being the same old way. You may be tired of hearing the same old thing, because something new wants to emerge and evolve. And I want to say it to you like this, in a way that you can understand it. What is happening over this entire planet and this whole time frame that we're in? Remember when last week I said that we're in this alternate reality. According to what you believe and what your perception is, you will experience something different from everyone else in the world. While the world is in panic mode and they are in chaos and confusion, we're getting ready to live the best life we've ever lived. Why? Because our perception is different. What we're looking at is different. So I want to say this to you in a way that you can understand it. Now, this may be way above your head, but I just want you to go with me for a minute and understand this. When I say this, everything is shifting and changing. The whole entire planet is in a massive shifting. And this always happens as we evolve. Why am I going this way? Because I'm tapping on your spirit so that you could wake up to a new level of consciousness and not be asleep as to what's happening. I'm not saying anything strange. The planet is always moving and evolving. You know for yourself, we're not doing the same thing we did 100 years ago. We don't look the same. We don't talk the same. We don't engage in the same. So listen, especially for all of my baby boomers that's on the line. We were born in 40, 50, even 60, right? For us, for those of us, you could look and see everything is different. Come on now. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they talked about it. They talked about the fact that one day we would be able to talk on the telephone and see the person that we're talking about. I want you to just take a moment and take that in. Are we here? Absolutely. And not only are we here, but we're here using telephones that we can carry with us. Just flow with me for a moment. Because this was not always our reality, right? You all remember when we had dial-up phones that was connected to the wall, that had a rotary dial on it, where you had to stick your finger in and turn it to dial it, right? Y'all remember that? And then they came with the streamlined phones and the push-button phones. So you see how everything is always moving and evolving? We are in a global planetary shifting right now. The whole earth is vibrating at a higher frequency right now, and our bodies are wanting to catch up with this new level. That's why I say there's new air to breathe. There's a new sound to hear. So several things are going to be happening this month. Listen, in this powerful year of 217, and one of my other intuitive people released a lot of this. Listen, this moment signifies a total overhaul of your sensory perception. So your conscious awareness and your plans of the future are beginning to shift to a level where you're seeing and believing things in a new way. That is so good. Listen, I got testimony on this week about how things are changing and shifting, and people that were stuck previously in a religious or old religious mindset, how they're breaking out of that, because now they're beginning to hear the voice of the Spirit within, the Holy Spirit within. They're beginning to tap into their rich inner life, and they can hear the sound of the song playing that the world needs to hear, and they know that God wants to use them in a unique way. And somebody with an old religious mindset may not agree with you, because they're still asleep and they're still stuck. But you have got to get to a place, beloved, when you know that you know that you know you're on the right track. You're on the right pathway. I have to say this again, and I'm speaking to somebody particularly this morning. Stop trying to keep doing things the same way you've been doing it the last 30 or 40 years. Stop. Stop. It's time to come to another place now. It's time to evolve. It's time to move forward in a new and a fresh way. Some of you realize it and recognize it, that there are some things that you cannot do anymore. I went a couple of months ago to try to support somebody that was having a special type of service. And as I sat there, I could not rest. I could not rest in that environment. As much as my heart wanted to be supportive, I could not even sit comfortably in that environment. And some of you are going through that and you're experiencing that, and you're trying to make yourself. You're trying to make yourself because that's what you're used to. But this is the time for boldness. It's time for to be fearless. So listen, as we're going through all these changes, you're going to have to make time to rest more. You're going to have to rest, and you're going to have to make time to come to quiet stillness so that you can listen, so that you can hear, because there's a new sound being released. All that is just so good right there. There's a new sound. You're going to have to learn how to give yourself sacred space. So you notice every time when I start a session and I say, let's take a good healing deep breath in and let's sit in this sacred moment, right? You've got to recognize and tap into the realm of the spirit in such a way that you're giving yourself the time to listen and to hear what the spirit wants to say. This is a season and a time for you to engage in a mentor or a coach or someone with godly wisdom. You're going to need to stay connected to someone who has insight and revelation and receiving fresh download. This is a time to be connected, but you need to be connected to the right person. How do you know when you're connected to the right person? Your spirit knows it. It doesn't matter. You know, your spirit, I want you guys to really get comfortable with trusting your spirit and trusting your heart. Trust in that voice that comes from the spirit within to know that it's leading you and guiding you into all truth with a capital T. Now listen, your spirit may be agreeing with it, but your environment and your friends and your relationships may say, ooh, what you doing? Ooh, that don't look right. That don't sound right. It's not supposed to look right or sound right to them because it may not be for them. It's for you. And you're going to have to learn how to trust that and make sure you're with the right mentor, the right coach. And don't be afraid to invest in yourself, because you invest in everything and everyone else, but you have to learn how to invest in yourself. This is going to be a year for personal growth and development like never before. Write that down. Personal growth and development like never before. Why? Because you are evolving. All right? So listen. All is flowing in a divinely planned way. And you have to know that. I'm saying a lot this morning. You're going to have to get the replay of this when I put this package together. All is flowing in a divinely planned way. And you've got to know this. Write this down. I am divinely guided. I am divinely supported. You've got to know that. You are divinely guided. You are divinely supported and you are divinely protected, right? So this year, your spiritual awareness is going to expand in a remarkable way. You're going to notice that you're so keen now, the gifts of the spirit, the discerning of spirits, insight, revelation, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You're going to see a spiritual awareness expanding like never before. I want to repeat this again, because I can sense God pulling some of you, even as you go further into this community. Some people may not understand it, but you understand it. Now, I'm going to say something very, very profound for you right now. This is going to be a year for you to trust following your bliss. Watch this. That's going to deepen. In other words, you're going to become very clear about what makes you feel right, what makes you feel good, what makes you have peace, what brings you to a place of rest. You're going to tap into that and trust that. Even if your best friends don't want to go with you. I keep saying that because I sense very strongly that God's going to hook you into new relationships this year. And I'm not telling you to throw anybody away. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to recognize when God is connecting you into something new. Right? This was released to me last year. And I've been holding on to this and living by this. And three things were said to me: stay with love, stay with truth, stay with the Holy Spirit. That is one of my anchoring principles that I live by. Stay with truth. I'm talking about with a capital T. Stay with love and stay with the Holy Spirit. So this year, I want you to start accepting that love is constant and is always flowing to you and flowing from you. Oh, that is so good right there. Love, divine love is constant. I'm talking about love with the capital L, agape. It is always flowing to you and flowing from you. Love is constant, and I want you to accept that. So when you're feeling intimidated, and you're feeling insecure and inadequate, and you're feeling like you don't measure up, and you feel like somebody's against you or somebody's doing something to hurt you, I want you to immediately shift that and say, no, I am in a space of love, and love is constantly flowing to me, and love is constantly flowing from me. Do you know that all error is just an absence of love? All sin is just an absence of love, right? This is a year that your doubts are going to just be extinguished, demolished. I can see so many of you standing upright and standing in a place where you are solid this year. Standing in a place where you are sure about who you are. Your knowingness that you are a divine being, and that you and the Father are one. And as He is above, so are you, right here, right now. You're getting ready to tap into a knowing that you are all powerful in this earth realm, that you have a dominion mandate in this earth realm, and you're going to begin to flow and operate as a different being moving forward. I am so excited about what's happening. And I'm going to wrap this up right here, beloved, because I laid down a lot. And we're going to continue tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. in the early morning empowerment community. I don't know if you could feel what I'm feeling right now, but even as I was releasing this, listen, my inner man was getting strengthened, standing up strong. It is affirming that, yes, you are all that. You are powerful. You are wonderful. You are amazing. So you need to just say that. Everybody, if you're in a place where you could talk, you just need to open up your mouth and say, I am amazing. Oh, yes. I am amazing. I am powerful. I am all of that. Come on, you have got to have some confidence. Why? Because, listen, it's Him, it's His presence within you that's allowing you. You ought to say, I'm amazing. I am amazing. I am brilliant. I am brilliant. I have a sister. That's one of her affirmations. I'm brilliant. And you need to embrace your brilliance, because every one of us has an area of brilliance. And when you tap into yours and allow your sass to operate, your strongest, authentic, spiritual self to operate, there is nothing that we can't do. So here we are, the second week. And a brand new year. We have enough time to make this the most amazing and phenomenal year you've ever seen. I need every one of you all that travel with me in this community, you need to enroll in our workshop, because I'm trying to tell you there is more to keep moving, keep going, make the investment in yourself. and do that. You know, go today. You just got to know by the Spirit when it's your time, when it's your season, where you need to be, where you need to connect to. And you need to go right now to IlonaSanders.com/RW. Enroll in the Reset Workshop, because this is your time. This is your season. December 31st, 2017 is coming, beloved. Either we could be in a different place or we could be in the same place. It's up to you. God's not going to make you and he's not going to force you, because it's already done. So we are so happy and we're so thankful for being here in this community. And I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day. And I'm going to see you tomorrow in the empowerment community, in the early morning empowerment community. Don't forget to sow your seed. We're sowing a $117 seed or $77 seed, wherever you feel to land. Let's be a blessing to the ministry so that we can continue to do the work that we are called to do in this season. All right, I'm going to release you now. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to IlonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.